Oh, there's no song?
Nope, not for another 2 weeks.
Well, then I guess we just have to do the good old fashioned.
No, he gets paid to do a song. That's his one job.
No, right
well,
now he's
you
just
get
eating
paid.
Nuts.
I don't get paid.
I get paid.
Okay. Welcome everybody to the Ramblecast.
Okay.
Good evening.
Brought to you by Planters Cashews.
It's nuts. Maybe it's hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Nick, Jack, Chris, and Matt. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever we do, we talk about shit. Yay.
Yeah, let me get it. Really bring up the Yahoo. I mean, the.
You know, Matt, that's your best song yet.
Thanks. Thanks. I was riffing on a Jay song, an old Jay classic. So,
and welcome to the Ramblecast.
Now that Matt's done, I had a question for you, Nick. Those Planters cashews, are they good?
Oh, yeah.
Because we got a box with the, like, individual bags, and there's like, eh. I'm like, eh.
Well, like, I get the whole cashews can.
Okay.
And those, yeah. Those
that shit's good. Like $20, dude. You're a baller.
I don't sell drugs.
I can afford the little snack packs that Jack's referring to.
Yeah,
I can't
go for
the whole tub.
So what you're saying is, since I'm poor, just be lucky I'm having any cashews at all. That's what you're saying.
My patron's money pays for my cashew habit.
Oh, okay.
Well, so does mine. That's why my cashews suck.
I get the extra fancy kind from Costco. It's like $15. Tons of cashews, Brazilian nuts, walnuts, pecans, and hazelnuts every now and then. So it's a pretty good. It's a pretty good blend.
Do you know what they call Brazil nuts in Brazil?
Nuts.
Just nuts.
is that the one that has that one? Is it the almond? Because I like almonds, but
there's almonds in there too.
There's something in there that you go, and there's always like a lot of them. It's like almost like the Chex Mix.
I always feel like there's too many cashews in the extra fancy one. I'm like, no,
you can never have enough cashews.
I'm more macadamians, more.
Yeah, I can see that.
You ever seen a cashew plant? It's kind of wild.
It's weird. Yeah.
No.
I've only seen a cashew, walk around. I've never seen
it. I just figured it came from a factory. I didn't know it was an actual plant. Anyway, these cashews we get, I told Cindy, I go, they're just there.
No, these are good.
I can tell.
But you're hailing
up. what is it you'd like me to share there, Chris? You got it pulled up? Okay. Here we go.
Oh, the plant, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it actually looks like a face.
It looks like a Smurf house.
Yeah.
It looks like an apple taking a shit.
Yeah.
It looks like an angry pepper.
That's what I was going to say. Doesn't it look like it's like they're like big hats?
It looks mean. Yeah.
You should think like that one jar that Matt or that Nick is eating right now came from
tree.
this one tree.
Yeah, you know, that's why I think I've talked about this before. If you're like a grocery store, like I'm at Wegmans and I'm watching all the fruit and stuff like that. I go, and people are just grabbing like crazy. I go, how many farms, how many places are there left that sell, that grow the stuff? Maybe that's why there's shortages. I don't know. But you're looking at this cashew plant, and like you said, it takes a whole tree.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. That was my stomach.
Oh.
Matt's laundry.
Spin cycle. It's
Matt
done.
Matt just got rid of his cashews.
It's all gone. Just clean and brown. It's like, hey, we almost made it a full 5 minutes without a poop reference. Like last week, we were doing so good, and then it just went the whole conversation.
Hey, my son pooped today.
Did he?
Big deal.
Did he start talking more?
No, but like
every time he takes a shit,
his vocabulary expands by 30% every shit.
You know, dad.
No, but he started getting backed up again. So like the last like five days.
Was he like Jack? Oh, they're going like, I didn't eat any corn. What the hell?
No, I started spiking his applesauce with Miralax.
That worked.
Doctor's orders. Yeah, that's amazing.
You know he's gonna come back some days. fuck you in that Marillax. I'll get you back.
Well, no, it needs to be a thanks, Dad, because he was sitting there just happy. His stomach was just getting brrr. He's just
so full of shit. Dad, you like chocolate pudding? Here you go. Here's some chocolate pudding. Sure, it's chocolate pudding. They always come back to get you.
So he pooped. He's in a much, much better mood today than he was this morning.
Speaking of little kid stuff. So I think
okay, wait. Do you really want to go with this?
Yeah. We've been watching the show Bluey.
Yeah.
Chris.
Bluey.
Chris, we talked about Bluey.
Yeah.
Honestly,
like the music on that show is phenomenal. It's really
so
good.
Stuck in my head right now.
It's so good though. Like it's actually legitimate music.
Yeah.
Keepy Uppy. The song Keepy Uppy is like a banger. It should be on the top 40.
I've seen 1,000 of those episodes, but I don't think I've seen one all the way through.
They're like there's 100.
I think I've seen it because every grandkid we have likes Bluey.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's and also show. Was it Doc McStuffin? Is that it?
Fuck that show! Now, oh my god!
Because Alex, we had the Gladfelter boys this weekend, and we're sitting there. I walked in after the episode started. And it turns out that Doc McStuffin is this girl that she's a doctor. She has to save Christmas because Santa Claus is unavailable. So I said, wait, hold on a second. Where the hell is Santa Claus?
My wife,
they're like going, what does it matter? I go, dude only works one day out of the year. And it's the same day. And it's the 24th every year. He's got to work. Okay. It's a long day, but where's he at? My wife goes, why do you have to ruin everything? I go, why am I ruining it? I go, where's he at? No, and nobody could. And they showed up the last day. Well, thanks, Doc McStuffin, for helping me out. We got one more delivery. It's like going, what a stupid show.
Anyway. But Bluey, though, I do enjoy it. There's some really funny adult things. It's entertaining enough for both kids. I mean, my kids are much older, and we watch it as our wind down show. Like, all right. Another good wind down show, if you have HBO Max, is The World of Calm. I don't know if you've seen that show, but it's called A World of Calm. Mm-mm. And it is very
soothing. There's a porn version of that too.
No, it is very soothing. And each episode focuses on like kind of a different environment. And it's narrated by famous actors talking very soothing and in a very calm way. And it's very spaced out. Well, Keanu Reeves does one about a woodworker, which is really cool. So,
but no Morgan Freeman, no James Earl Jones.
This is such a calming thing.
Or what's his name? Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
No, I think
we need A-list voiceover.
I think Idris Elba is on one of them. Oh, Lucy Liu is on another one. Well,
Idris has a great voice.
Look, I'm not saying that. Look, the cast doesn't matter. It's what they show you because the visual.
I guess it does matter.
No, I mean it's just watch it. It's visually calming, and the music that they play.
I can't imagine Connor Reeves being calming.
I think there's just like we're constantly bombarded by more stuff and stuff that keeps our like this is meant to like relax your mind as you watch it. And
so, what kind of stories are there? Are they?
It's not stories. It just kind of. I mean, it does follow something, you know, like, but there's like an episode all about like making chocolate. There's a whole episode about making noodles. There's a woodworker. There's a glass blowing one. And they show imagery.
Which one did Keanu Reeves do?
He's in the woodworking one. I can't remember if that's trees. It might be trees. But they show images of other things as well. And anyway, I just highly recommend it if you're looking for something to relax. You don't know what to watch at night.
It sounds amazing. And perhaps instead of being so combative with all of us every week, maybe you should watch an episode before we record. I mean, you know, just saying.
What's the fun of that?
Yeah, that's what Keanu would do. He'd go, welcome to the Ramblecast. I'm an FBI agent.
Okay, sure. I've got nothing to say. I was trying to talk about it without Jack shitting on the show before I got
I was asking questions about it.
Yeah, it was very. If anybody needs to watch it, it's this guy over here, Mr. Combative. Yeah. So, But why would you ask, Chris? Why? Or maybe the question shouldn't be why the last man, but how?
So, okay. So going back like 10, 12 years ago, I think is when I first was introduced to Why the Last Man, the graphic novel. And it was awesome. I loved it. It was one of those things where I remember when I was reading it, I was living in an apartment. It was actually right, I think, after I got married. So, yeah, it's probably a good 10, 11 years ago. It's this amazing graphic novel about this guy named Yorick, and he's got a pet capuchin monkey, and he's an escape artist. And crazy, randomly, one day,
the pet monkey is the escape artist?
No, he is. He's a sidekick.
I'm glad you asked that, Nick. I didn't want to get yelled at. So.
Yeah. But the randomly one day, there's like some crazy disease that literally kills every man on the world in the world.
Well, the monkey should have worn its mask,
except for Yorick. And so he wakes up in like this post-apocalyptic world, and it's all overrun by females. Like everything is all run. There's all these crazy like marauder clans and like governmental, you know, outfits of like it's all women, and it's a really great story. And there was always rumors that the show was going to they're going to make a show from the graphic novel, and it never ever came to fruition. And for the longest time, that was a great one. I was watching Chuck. When Chuck was in its heyday, I can only envision Yorick being played by Zachary Levi. So like when I would like read the comic books, I would think of Zachary Levi. And the early on rumors was he was actually going to play the lead role in a few of the versions that never made it to the screen, but it finally got made. It's airing on FX, I think it is, through Hulu, or if you have subscribed to FX or cable news network or whatever. But it's a live action series, and I was able to watch the pilot episode, and it was really kind of cool to see like they definitely took some liberties from the book or whatever, but it's a pretty accurate setup for what the series potentially could be about.
Yeah, so as I was about to say, is Zach Levi is not in it.
No, okay. No. Well, that's Diane Lane is in it, which is interesting. Very interesting casting. But I watched the first episode. It was slow as fuck. But story, it has to be.
Did you watch beyond the first episode?
No, I haven't had a chance to.
So I binged this the other night because I've been curious about this. I've never read the graphic novel. I've been curious about the graphic novel ever since Lost, because Brian K. Vaughn, he was a writer that wrote a couple episodes of Lost, and I was always curious, like, oh, you know, like he did this comic book. Like, I was very curious about it. So so I binged the first three episodes, which are on Hulu right now. And I mean, I gotta say, like, it was a little rough getting through some of that, just because, well, we've lived through a pandemic. So some of the things that they're showing is like, yeah, it's pretty close to fucking home, like everything that happens. Of course, it's a lot more bloody. So, you know, like trigger, if blood or gore is like one of those things that you just don't want to deal with, like you might not sit down to eat some spaghetti and watch the show. I'm just saying, like, especially the pilot. But
yeah,
I was intrigued enough to stick with it through the second episode, and I felt like it really started to open up.
Are all the episodes up?
Not all of them. They come out every Monday, and Hulu with their new plan of releasing an episode is working, because it's got me hooked on this show now.
I think there's four episodes posted now.
Well, they've been doing that for a while.
Is there four?
Yeah. Three?
I thought there was three, because I binged what was available, and then
wrong. Happens from time to time.
But new episodes every Monday, and then the other show that's on Hulu that they're doing this weekly release every Tuesday, and I got at least one of us hooked.
I thought it was on Monday. I thought those were releasing on Monday as well.
I think those are on Tuesday. I thought it was on Tuesday. So,
but yeah, Matt recommended week before last that we watch Only Murders in the Building. And so I gave it a shot. I watched two episodes one night, and then the next two the next night. And yeah, it's a very good show. It's nice to see Martin Short and Steve Martin together again. You know, good, always good chemistry.
Is it silly?
It's a mix.
It has definitely funny moments in it, but it isn't. I feel like it doesn't take itself too seriously, and yet it presents everything in a very serious manner. And I think the best thing I could say about it, as I commented on the Facebook group about it, is that I think what's really truly unique about this show, if you watch the pilot, and you're a fan of Jay and Jack, I mean, this is why we are listeners and podcasters, is because the first pilot episode, it's talking about, it's more true crime podcast based, but still the idea that characters come together around a podcast and it kind of spurs.
I think we can kind of spoil that. It's not a
I don't feel like that's too big of a spoiler.
In the pilot episode, you're one at a time introduced to these people, especially Steve Martin. He's what you would call a recluse, but also a bit of a snob in a way. And he does, you see Martin Short hold the elevator and he's over hitting the button, close, and then he comes in. Yeah, exactly. And then Selena Gomez comes in. They're all in the elevator. More people would pile on. And, Steve Martin's just annoyed with it. And then sure enough, as soon as he gets to his apartment, he wants to listen to this podcast, to unwind from the day. And then the fire alarm goes off. And, God damn it. And so he goes to the local restaurant, pub or whatever, gets a table, and he's listening to the podcast. And sure enough, Martin Short comes in, and he's notices, he's like, oh, my God, you're into the podcast I'm into. And then Selena come over this. They have a friendship from this podcast, which then it evolves in the next scene what the whole plot of the entire show is. And it's a good show.
And I don't feel like we're giving anything away at this point. It's enticed you a little bit to watch this show if you haven't already. I know many listeners are already kind of picking it up or maybe just getting around to watching it. But again, great chemistry. And there are some very well written lines that kind of stuck with me that I really wanted to, it's a show that I wanted to go immediately back and rewatch the episodes that were out to see what I missed, and also some of the lines
reeks of your days of ABC or whatever.
CBS. That's the line that stood out to me. I love that line. That just reeks of the days at your CBS. So good.
But yeah, it's a good show, and I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, and then Matt and I both, like any murder podcast, you always kind of have who you think is the killer. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Matt and I both, I think, have very, very interesting ideas of who the killer is. And it's
you're gonna catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah, we won't spoil you. We've already shared our, and maybe at some point if the rest of you guys catch up, and it's like potato chips though, because it's like a 20-30 minute show. I think it's 30 minutes, and it goes by.
How is Selena Gomez as a?
Yeah, she was. I agree. Like, she was questionable. I was like, wow. Like, you have two veteran actors.
Yeah.
And then Selena Gomez, and she actually does a decent job. Like, I haven't winced or anything. I haven't been like, ooh, she actually is believable.
That's what shocked me too. I'm thinking the same thing. Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez. How did she get in the mix? Because she's just at Disney, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying she can't act. I've never really watched her or anything. My first thought was, okay.
There's definitely one episode where she wears a pair of pants that she should not have worn.
Whoops.
Yeah. But it is there's always a wardrobe where someone is questionable. I mean, it could be man or female, but this one episode, I'm going, who chose that for that character?
Is it like going sledding with jeans on?
It's pretty much, man.
I didn't wear the jeans. I had snow pants on. I like how Chris
20
is
minutes in 17 seconds for the first blue jeans reference.
I already said it was a shitty podcast.
I keep forgetting there's a timer right there too. I need to look at my watch.
It was 1901, I think.
We did get some feedback about the show. There was an email that came in just right kind of after I think we recorded our last episode. This came in from someone named Adam.
Hey, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, Adam.
The title of the email is Heels. Hey guys, just wondering if you have seen this show yet. I think it's incredible. Hope to hear your opinion soon. I'm always far behind on your show, but never miss an episode. Currently on episode 94. Yeah, Das Boot was finally watched. Well done, Chris.
Thanks, man. I made it. I did it.
I'm always
only a year and a half or so later.
By the time you hear that this episode, I'll probably be 50 years old.
I'll be dead.
By the way, we're on episode 141, just to, in case you just keep track.
I did not realize it was that many. Okay.
He writes,
Adam is pacing himself.
He says, I'm always behind because of there being so many good podcasts these days. Any other recommendations? Cheers, Adam from New Zealand. So
I can't think Adam. Of any.
I mean, there was a time where I was really into lots of different ones. It depends on what I'm doing in my job. Like when I was in LA, I listened to a crap ton of them because I could just sit there at the desk and just do routine work while I'm listening. But now I don't have that option.
Yeah, I have grandkids, so I can't listen to anything.
I've been doing a lot of audio podcasts. And Jack, there was a sweet period of time where when I had my kids and they were at a certain age, I could get away with a podcast here or there. But now they're at an age, you know, at some point they get to a point where you're like, no, I got to listen. I got to hear them. So you can't just ignore them.
For a while, I was listening to fucking, what's his name? Joe Rogan. And then I realized
COVID and you're just dropping.
It was. I couldn't bear to listen to it anymore. It was so weird how he his show pandered to his sponsors and a lot of other bullshit. So I stopped listening to Joe Rogan, but a complete 180 to Joe Rogan is Bob Saget's podcast. Bob Saget has a podcast called Bob Saget's Here for You, and he claims that it is the number one podcast by a comedian ever. But it's actually a really cool podcast where he kind of goes on and just talks about, you know, his past as a comedian, kind of coming up through the ranks and going into doing television shows, so forth and so on. And he brings people on from his past. Like, he brings on all the different cast members of Full House. He brings on tons of other comedians come in and just talk. And it's actually very, very cool to hear that side of him. So it's kind
Does he talk about his cocaine habit and what he did to get cocaine?
Dude, that's one of the most underrated movies ever.
I love Half Baked. Yeah.
So good.
Real quick, just to parry with one last feedback that counters Adam's is on Facebook, just a couple days after Adam's email. We had a post from Riley Thomas who says, Ramblecast has been on fire last few episodes.
Oh,
hilarious. Thank you. Thanks for doing what you do. So thanks, Riley, for being more current than Adam. And
yeah. And thanks for being able to hear this feedback to your feedback this week.
Yeah. So thanks for posting that. We appreciate that.
Randy put has three podcasts that are listed, and one's Film Spotting, which is a very good podcast, by the way. I used to listen to it but it always cracks me because I think it was like our second year of podcasting. We're starting to gain some traction, and somebody sent us an email saying, stop with your blankety shitty goddamn podcast. You need to listen to Film Spotting because they know how to do it right. You guys suck. It goes on how great Film Spotting was.
By Randy.
Yeah, it could have been. But every time I see Film Spotting, I that email comes right back at me. I go, but we don't talk about films. That's the thing that I responded back to. Anyway,
I think it depends on what you're into. Cause like I used to like, if it's something like our podcast, I always like the half hour happy hour, which is just three to four people just talking shit. But then like, I think Matt and I listened to 99% Invisible back in the day. I'm not sure. No, nope. But that's a good one as well.
I was like, who the fuck is that?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, but 99% Invisible was good too because it was like a different topic every episode, but something that you're like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Like, if you like just random things and like, let's just talk about whatever. And then I know Matt and I, what was the podcast though that we listened to about the McDonald's French fries?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. I was just,
but yeah, anyway.
One where the guy ate McDonald's every day?
No. This was a podcast where he chose like just like once again, Malcolm, random it's thing. Malcolm yeah.
Gladwell, and yeah, it's Malcolm. Revisionist history.
Revisionist history.
And that he'll go back, and he'll take everything from a photograph, and he'll break it down and dissect it. He's talked about like California, like property law. He'll talk about just about anything, but he really dissects it in a very interesting and intelligent way. So that is one that I enjoy.
The one that Matt and I though really geeked out on, which I think is the best episode he did. Mm-hmm. And you have to be a certain age and a certain generation to really understand that podcast, but he gets into McDonald's French fries and why they were so good and how basically after 1990, they changed the formula and they've never been the same since.
You can almost taste it when you listen to that podcast.
Yeah. Because if you remember that, if you remember how good they were,
yeah,
you're like, oh my God, yes. You know, and
I think I've said this before. When we were in Switzerland, they made a big deal about eating French fries. I'm like, yeah, okay, bring the damn French fries. They were like old McDonald's French fries.
Wow.
It was like crack. I was, oh my God, these things are so goddamn good.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And that's it. It's just like, McDonald's French fries now are like, I mean, I get them, but it's not like the days that you could just get like big tons of French fries because it was so good.
They were amazing.
But they were bad. It's like the apple pie they used to have.
Yeah.
It used to be great. Now they have this. It's just an apple pie.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it really was like a hot pocket.
Yeah.
It's all it was. Just fucking lava. Yeah, is what it was. Awesome, like
so good,
but it was great.
But I used to always kind of laugh though when you're at McDonald's because you're going through the drive-thru. You're like, I'll have a number one, you know, with whatever, you know. And then like they're like, would you like an apple pie with that? And you're like, did I order apple pie, jackass? I don't think it did. But you know, like,
it's called the upsell, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to upsell the extra 99 cents. Or actually, back then it was like 69 cents.
Yeah.
I actually had McDonald's today.
I think you're talking about really? Cherry pie.
I had a Big Mac for the first time in like 10 years.
Well, hold on a second. He just had a Jack joke.
Yeah, I totally get that, Chris. Like, you know, I never ever eat Big Macs, but like when COVID hit, you know, like a lot of the fast food and all the industry was like worried that no one was going to go out to eat anymore. And
Big Macs cure COVID.
But McDonald's had for like 3 months. By
killing you with diabetes first.
You're right. But, you know, McDonald's had like a deal for those first few months because they were trying to get people to come where it was like 2 Big Macs, 2 large fries, 2 drinks.
One shot of Pfizer.
Yeah, one shot of Pfizer. For like $8.99. You're like, I can't mess that up.
You can't force those Big Macs on me.
Well, exactly, you secretly put the Pfizer in the meat.
But you forget how Big Macs are good. But you don't want them all the time, but they are good.
They're really good. Like it's been a solid 10 years since I've had a Big Mac. And don't get me wrong, that's not me saying it's been 10 years since I've been to McDonald's. I've eaten a lot of fucking McDonald's over the last 10 years.
Big Mac from 10 years ago is probably still with you.
It's probably still there.
You're still trying to shit. No, I said a couple weeks ago, I was never a Big Mac guy. I was the Royale with cheese.
Right.
Royale with cheese guy.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, I'll get a Big Mac. And now it's like every time I go there, I got to have a Big Mac. I got to have a Big Mac.
Wait, did you just call it Royale with cheese?
Royale with cheese.
Quarter pounder.
Yeah. Quarter pounder with cheese.
Okay, are you making a Pulp Fiction reference, or is that actually what you called it?
That's what he's calling it, yeah.
Oh, okay,
Pulp Fiction reference, yeah.
I always call it Royale with cheese, because that's
just cooler
than saying quarter pounder with cheese.
You know what I like to call it? A commercial break.
It's true. If you ever...
you know, I just awesome. Like to rip it in there.
And rip it right out.
That's what usually happens when you have a Royale with cheese.
or those White Castle sliders.
We don't have a White Castle here.
So speaking of fast food, I have a little bit of knowledge about the Taco Bell subscription. You guys hear about this thing?
No.
Oh,
so Taco Bell is Taco Bell is actually trying to pilot a subscription program where you get if you pay like X amount of dollars, I don't know how much it is, but you get like free tacos every day. You walk in, you get like a free taco, and you walk in whenever you want. But somebody did the math and broke it all down, and they said that if you wanted to make this subscription worth it, you would literally have to eat at Taco Bell like 200 plus days a year to actually get your money back.
And you wouldn't have to worry about COVID.
Or life, really. Life itself would just lose all meaning. I just imagine
someone has to be at 45 for that.
You know. Whew, just coming out. Need a colonoscopy. Yeah, it's all cleaned out. Seriously. So, except for the gristle. The gristle is going to get in those polyps and just hang out there for a while. Well,
it depends on what kind of flour. If you get the flour tortilla or the corn tortilla, right?
I like to mix it up. Sometimes I like corn. Sometimes I like the flour tortilla. There was one thing about our taco talk a couple weeks ago that I didn't get a chance to say, but just one block from us, we actually have a food truck that shows up here in our small town of Franklin. And it's a taco food truck, and it is amazing. Their steak tacos are so good.
Now, this is steak tacos made out of the squirrels that you captured in...
No, I don't even want to think about that. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying.
I released them far away, you know.
You took them from their families. I know. I get it.
It's probably meat from that place that's right next to the gas station. I shared that on our Owen Brews like private chat. But there was this. I was driving to work the other day, and I was like, "Why is there a big inflated balloon that shows a big steak?" And why is there a little steak shack here trying to, it was like something about like 12 ribeyes for so much. And then you get free jumbo shrimp, and it's right next to the gas station. It's like the worst place to advertise your meats.
That was literally the most unappetizing display.
Am I right?
I've ever seen in my life.
It's so gross.
I fucking love steak.
Well, there's an episode of Scrubs like that where a guy comes into the emergency room, you know, and he's got like some intestinal virus, you know, and he's like, and Dr. Cox is like, "What'd you eat?" He's like, "Sushi from the fill up." And they're like, he's like, it was free with, you know, so many gallons. He's like, What am I not supposed to do? Not eat it? He's like, "Yes, don't eat it."
Sushi from the gas station sushi.
Yeah, exactly.
People will eat it.
Yeah. You know who actually has really good sushi is my local grocery store, though. They actually have like a sushi bar where they make it. I think they do the same thing like at Whole Foods or whatever. But that's actually really good, and it's not fucking cheap. Fucking hysterical.
12 ribeye. You see, at least you. It looks like a heart, though, doesn't it? Like,
so, for those listening at home, which is most of you, there's a fucking 25 foot tall ribeye steak blow up. 12 ribeyes or T-bones or 5 T-bones for $24.95.
Big and thick.
Shrimp. That's a good
price, though. Get two free jumbo shrimp. Two free jumbo shrimp, yeah.
Hold on. Where is it? This is in Indiana?
Yeah.
Two free shrimp. What the hell?
So no. You could not get further away from the natural habitat of shrimp than you are in the country right now. So something about getting free jumbo shrimp.
Plus, how long have they been sitting in that trailer?
Exactly. Right? I don't know, but I got to tell you where specifically in Indiana this was at. This was in Whiteland, Indiana, which sounds so
of course it was.
By the way, the Whiteland team, the high school team, their mascot is a warrior. So I just, every time I see these Whiteland warrior t-shirts, it's just so weird because it's like it's got the mascot of the Native American. It just says Whiteland and then Indiana. Yeah. It's such a juxtaposition of like all of these weird things.
Someone was like, yeah, this is a good idea to have this printed on a shirt. Let's go.
So anyway, listeners.
How long have they been called the Whiteland Warriors?
I don't know when they switched over to Warriors, but it's been a while because, I mean, longer than the other Washington team.
Well, you look at the Washington football team, how do they still not have a fucking name? How hard is it to pick
a fucking name? The Cleveland, it's called the Cleveland Browns.
It's like we're playing a football video game for Nintendo back in the day that didn't have NFL rights. They had all like the generic teams.
Yeah,
we're going to play the Boston Footballers against the Washington Football Team.
I get that they were the other name for 80 years, whatever it was, but it's been like a year and a half. And they knew this.
Yeah.
And plus, they knew it was coming. It wasn't like it was Tuesday and all of a sudden Wednesday. Hey, we got to change our name.
Maybe they're not going to.
This was a common topic.
They had like six. They had like six names, and they were all done.
And then, and this was a common topic that, that you and I talked about when we did Sports Talk, because
I said,
you know,
I said they got to change this name. It's wrong.
I also did a lot of like Native American studies at the time.
I'm still behind the Washington lobbyists. It makes the most sense to me.
I just think it should be a color at this point.
one name they did have red something. It was red. I don't know.
Oh, the Red Tails.
Red Tails or something.
Yeah, they were doing it for the 332nd of World War II pilots.
I
mean,
yes, their team sucks. Let's face it, they lost to the Chargers, but I don't know.
But you're the only person that's upset that a team that you once followed won. The rest of us, our teams all lost.
I told you, my favorite team is a team playing against the Chargers.
Well, I don't know. Chris probably was rooting for the Bucks.
No.
Oh, okay. I was surprised that they pulled off the win there. Okay, let me rephrase that. I was surprised the Cowboys were playing a game. It was like they were so well rested.
It's almost like Tom Brady was still in New England. You had that push off at the end that wasn't called. It was like,
I read today that Jay-Z is going to be the majority owner of the Denver Broncos soon.
That's what he wants to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Wow. But he would be officially the first black owner of an NFL team.
No shit. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a good team.
That's awesome.
A team with a good history too. Mm-hmm. So
good history, good market.
That's cool. There's not a lot of teams in the West. In the middle part of the West.
Sorry. That's actually something that pisses me off about a lot.
There's three in California. Oh, I guess they moved the one to
Las Vegas.
So I guess there's one more there.
Yeah. Just Phoenix and Denver, really. That's one of the things that pisses me off about like concerts in particular is that like a lot of people will skip Denver unless they just want to play at Red Rocks. Mm-hmm. And it's like you'll see like a tour of like the Rolling Stones, and they're like LA, San Francisco, Phoenix, and then they'll go through Texas or something and completely skip Denver. And you're just like, Austin, fuck you.
That happened all the time in San Diego. It'd be like, hey, LA. Like, I go, wait, we're like the eighth largest city in the world, the United States. What just went on? Yeah. If you wanted to see a group, you had to go to LA.
Yeah.
Which sucked.
Yeah. It would make me mad because like they would often play at the Forum, and I hate the Forum because it's just the acoustics, especially in the upper level, are horrible.
And the bureaucracy. Oh shit!
I did want to talk about something way off topic. I fixed our garbage disposal this weekend.
So Matt, do you have anything cool to talk about?
Sure, I do. This weekend, I didn't want to fix my faucet, but it still happened anyway.
Is it still leaking?
No, but I'm worried that it's going to come back.
No-ish.
Well, anyway, so you were.
This is more to people out here that have been idiots like me for their whole life, because I get to the point where hit the reset button, and it just stops making any noise.
Did it do that?
It would do that, and then stop.
And
I'd get the broom in there and try to move things around. I'd reach in there, see if there's anything in there.
Did you try turning it with your hand to get it started?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
So you didn't try everything. Well, then I go, just got to buy a new one. She goes, we just bought one. I go, I don't know. Crap falls in there for some reason. And, there's two people living here and one person's to blame for that, but I'm not going to go into it. But anyway, so I go, well, let me go on YouTube and see how to fix it. Maybe there's something I'm not doing right, because I buy one like every 2 years.
That's not right.
Well, I know. And I said,
they're like warranted for 30.
And so I go, let me, I'm tired of it. So they have this thing. It always comes with this, it looks like a two-sided Allen wrench. And I always thought, I never knew what it was for. So I have like 10 of them in my
garage. You just drop that into the garbage
disposal. No. So I went online. There's a thing underneath the garbage disposal. If you twist it, it kind of restarts the motor. And that's what it did. It restarted the motor. So if you're stupid like me and you've been paying $110 every 2 years for a new garbage disposal, take that little metal piece, that thing that looks like a two-way Allen wrench, You just give it a couple turns, and there it goes.
Hmm. Oh, no G-spot.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I go, because I go, what is this stupid? Why do they give you an
Allen wrench?
There's no Allen wrench. There's no.
So I was super excited. My first house that we bought, I actually had a garbage. This is my first garbage disposal I've ever had. Because I grew up in a house with septic, and you can't have a garbage disposal unless you have connected to sewer, because you'll fuck everything up. Mm-hmm. So I put one in, and then we sold the house, and I was pissed.
Yeah,
because we don't have one here either, unfortunately. But I miss my garbage disposal.
I should be composting anyway, right? I should be.
No, I mean, it's so much easier.
It's more about the little bits, you know? Like, I try not to put too much.
I'm just trying to think that I'm safe for the environment. I don't want people sending me that. But yeah, so YouTube, you can learn anything on YouTube, anything. So
sure can.
One of my favorite throwaway lines from one of the Avengers movies is when Tony Stark's upset that they're putting coffee grounds in the garbage disposal. He's just upset. Like, what are we, you know, like uncivilized? Like, please stop putting. I don't know. I can't remember what the line is, but he says something about coffee grounds in there.
My only issue with the video was like, it was like 14 minutes long, and it only took 10 seconds for the part to explain it. But they go into this whole, you know, they're trying to make it last, you know, as long as possible. It has like 2 million views because they're advertising on it.
Right.
So I kept fast forwarding. Finally, I go, I do have that tool. I have like 10 of them.
Because I bought 10 garbage. Exactly.
In fact, it's like every 10 years I walk.
Jack walks into Home Depot. They're like, hey, Jack, you see this year's model? It's a fucking winner.
I'm like Norm and Cheers. Jack!
Jack's on an auto subscription.
This one's got Bluetooth, man. It connects to your app. You can just sit at your couch and just play with the garbage disposal. It's got a little dial that you can change the color of it and the lights that come on the inside of the garbage disposal.
It's better than the Taco Bell subscription. I'm telling you that.
You were literally dumping and grinding money up with this thing every day.
I don't know.
That's funny.
The only time I've ever had to replace a garbage disposal was I had a drunk friend come home, and I used to always have a cup right there when you come into the house that I'd throw my change in. And his drunk ass took the cup and just chunked all my change into the sink.
Oh.
And then filled it up because he was that drunk. You know, and then drank out of this dirty ass cup that I had change in for years. And then, like, of course, my dumb ass didn't know he did it. And then as soon as I turn on the garbage disposal, it's just like, you know, all the pennies, all the nickels, quarters, everything just going around and, like, all locked up in the blades. And I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Look, John, the UPS guy, the wrenches are loose and stuck items in the disposal. It's in the instructions. Who the fuck reads the instructions?
I've got a whole box of instructions. It just sits there.
Because I'm telling you right now.
When like, I got 4 copies of them.
I can replace a
garbage disposal. I'm selling them on eBay in a garbage disposal lot.
I can replace a garbage disposal in my sleep.
So Sherry would like to know if we're going to go to the Raleigh meetup.
No.
Sorry, Sherry. Can't do it.
That's a no for me.
No for me.
So that's a no for all 4.
I'll probably go to the dinner, but I'm probably not going to be there too much because, you know, there's COVID going around. So.
Yeah. Jerry, I'll plan on going next year if I can.
I am a little nervous, but I have young
you do.
Grandkids.
Yeah, you so do. You like, have young grandkids.
I got to be careful. So if people don't think that I'm being snotty, but, you know.
It is happening right around my birthday. And then on top of it, I just shameless plug for my birthday. Can't wait.
Now, is this the year that you qualify for early Social Security?
I am definitely on AARP this year. No,
you can be an AARP any year. I think we've discussed this.
Oh,
before,
yeah, that's right. We did.
You got your daughter on it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You
can sign up right now.
Seriously.
The largest lobbyist group in the United States?
Podcast right now and do it. So anyway, and then I'm teaching as well. And it's a very hard time. I'd have to like,
if you wouldn't have scheduled the class at the wrong time,
so through my work, I had done you can sponsor a movie basically here in Franklin. And so I'm not even going to be able to go to the movie that I sponsored, because I teach that night. So it's kind of a, I mean, it sucks, you know, I miss out on it, but, and the movie that we sponsored this year is Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo.
So not bad.
I think Chris talked about this movie one time that he loved it.
Well, Breakin' is one of my all-time favorite movies.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Breakin' 2 is the sequel. It's the Caddyshack 2 of the saga.
Damn, that's harsh.
At least Caddyshack 1 was a good movie.
Yeah. I watched Caddyshack 2 ridiculously way too many times.
Yeah,
me like, too. I was probably once. Like, oh yeah.
I don't think I got through the whole thing.
I think it was just one of those times where like my dad or my mom had HBO or Showtime and it was always on, or maybe I rented it and I just never wanted to return it. But yeah, I watched that movie way too many times.
It wasn't even worth the opening song HBO used to have to sit and wait for that story.
It didn't turn me into a big fan of Rodney Dangerfield though.
Yeah.
You know, back to, what is it? Back to school.
Is he in the second one?
That brings me back, Matt.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield's in Caddyshack 2.
Is he?
So
yeah, maybe Chris and I like, but
dude, that was awesome.
Ladybugs is what introduced me to Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, with what's his name? The kid that died.
Oh
yeah,
Sequest.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I always remember that one joke,
Jonathan Brandis.
Yeah. I always remember that one joke from Ladybugs where they're, you know, him and his girlfriend are house hunting, and he's like, "Look at this house. We're so close together. You know, if we start fighting, people start screaming, people will hear us." You know, and then she's like, "We never fight." He's like, "He's talking about fighting."
You know, like, yeah, sometimes I'll go on YouTube and just watch his stand up. It's so damn funny.
Speaking of stand ups, it's like elephant in the room. We have to mention it here.
So. Oh, that's right.
Norm McDonald.
Yeah, that was a.
I didn't realize he'd been battling cancer for 9 years.
Nobody told him. He didn't tell his family.
No one.
Oh, he didn't tell his family?
No.
Nobody.
Wow.
Wow.
I saw him one time when I first moved to Los Angeles on the Santa Monica Pier because he's so freaking tall. You just spot him and you're like, oh, that's Norm McDonald. I didn't talk to him or anything, but I just saw him. I was like, hey, it's Norm. Like, you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I kind of wish I would have talked to him now, but it's just like
one of my favorite comedies from like the 90s, 2000s era was Dirty Work.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
definitely underrated.
Rewatched so many times.
The Saigon whore that bit off my nose.
If you like peanut, it's so good. That movie is so great.
He had no filter. That's what was. I've been watching all these tributes to him, and they're showing when he hosted the ESPYs back in. It must have been like 80 because Ryan Leaf was. Drafted as a Charger, he was in the crowd, and he talks about who's the guy that won. He won the Heisman for defensive player. Forget who it was, but he says, "Yeah, the Heisman. They can never take that. You won the Heisman. They can never take that away from you, unless you kill your ex-wife and a waiter." And that was right. You know, that was fresh. I mean, that was it happened. It was so funny, but I mean, not that.
I forget who it was. It's like Mike Myers or somebody that talked about Norm, how he just didn't give a shit, like ever. He said like there was one time where it was like some anniversary of NBC, like all the SNL cast.
Oh, Nick.
To kiss. Shit, I know I froze up. Basically kissed the ass of like the NBC, like top executive or whatever, you know. And it's like everyone was just kind of shaking their hands, like, "Hey, thank you for coming, blah, 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 blah." And then they get down to Norm, and he basically did like the Jeopardy thing. It wasn't the Jeopardy thing, but it was like that, like, "Hey, I'm Turd Ferguson." Like, you know, like, yeah. You know, kiss my ass. Like, you know, like, he's just like, "I will not bow to any sponsor." He was like, "You know, kiss my ass." And it's like, it's such a Norm thing to do.
Well, he got in trouble on, didn't they? What they always give him a hard time in SNL for the Weekend Update?
Is for OJ, because they kept telling him to stop making fun of OJ, because he kept doing it every week. And that's why he ended up losing the anchor job, because he would not stop doing it.
Well, I thought it was actually because some NBC, exec had seen him on one night, and he just did not like him at all. Like, he just thought the whole thing was just bad, and he like called up and and booted Norm McDonald.
Dude, he changed. He changed Weekend Update like on its head, though. Like,
Because I loved it when Norm McDonald was on, and then I was crushed. I was so hesitant when his replacement,
Colin Quinn.
Yeah, like
he was not good.
It was so hard
to be fair, he was replacing Norm McDonald.
But I mean, like it was. Yeah, it was. It was difficult.
Kevin Nealon was a snooze fest. He was before. Norm.
Yeah.
Actually worked out with Kevin Nealon while we were in the same gym.
I mean, I grew up watching the Dennis Miller and then into Kevin Nealon and I was okay with Kevin Nealon, but Norm McDonald really, I thought, ignited it into something new again, something fresh. You know what I mean?
I didn't like anybody behind Chevy Chase.
I remember my stepdad hating Dennis Miller, and then it's so funny too because of like the politics behind it and all. And then
I thought Dennis Miller was always funny to me. I liked Dennis
Miller. I liked his, you know,
I still remember when Vanilla Ice was on and he made fun of Vanilla Ice as he bashed Vanilla Ice when it was, he was the act.
And he bashed
him on the thing.
So many sex jokes that went over my head at that age. Just like, like what was that? I'm trying to figure out what that means.
I do like when Dana Carvey does Dennis Miller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Cha cha cha. It's
good. Dennis Miller kind of went a little bit right wing crazy recently, or I don't know, recently, but he's been he's a very controversial voice in the political landscape now.
I wanted to mention
I used to listen to his podcast, but I never found it very. I always thought he was middle of the road, but
yeah. You're definitely right, Chris. And then he's a Republican, but I can't recall anything that's been radical about him.
Oh, I saw an article about him. I forgot what it was.
I haven't listened to him in a while, just a headline.
But even like Bill Maher's been catching shit for the last month. And Bill Maher is liberal. He's always been liberal. He gave millions to Obama, but he's just calling it how he sees it.
He's a libertarian.
He's kind of a borderline libertarian, Bill Maher can be. There's definitely times where he's admitted that like he has some libertarian views, but for the most part, he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
He used to have great stand-up because he was – I don't want to do the joke. I don't want to butcher it but he talks about being a Catholic and a Jew, and confession was always rough. He goes, "Yes, Father, I have sinned. Have you met my lawyer?"
Yeah, right.
So it was something like that. I was treading, you know, lightly there, but Sherry says Rosanna Dana.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I just wanted to mention
the funniest woman on the show.
That you know what Sherry had mentioned earlier in the chat that she had a breast cancer scare 6 months. Wow. For 6 months and felt the same way about not wanting to tell anybody. So she says, "I didn't want to tell anyone but my husband, wanted to stay positive." And
Nick, before
we move on from that, I hope that's it was just a scare,
but
and nothing more than that.
I totally relate to that, and I think a lot of people do. Is the when something that you're facing seems so big, it's like, I don't know. It's not that we're bottling it up, but it's just like, I don't know. It's hard to ask for help.
Yeah.
And especially when everything's like swirling around you, or you feel like I shouldn't be asking for help. You know, there's a duality there of like, I should face this on my own. Or if I do ask for help, like what will people think of me? And I don't want people to think of me like this, but then it's like also this vulnerability of you putting this out there. I mean, there's a whole line of emotions, at least that I relate to. Those people could approach it from a lot of different ways, but I definitely feel that. So,
yeah. I mean, you started to read like what I said in response to that. And I was the same way. Like you have to be comfortable with it first, and you have to accept it and be comfortable who you are with any disease or any kind of thing. And that's why I didn't tell anyone for a long time that I was diabetic, because you do, like, people, especially if they don't understand a disease and you tell them, they look at you through a different lens, you know, right. And then they go, "Oh, we really want to do this. Oh, we can't invite Nick because
he's unconscious diabetic. Bias."
Yeah, exactly. Term. Yeah. And it's like, no, like, just ask me and I'll say yes or no. Don't try to view me through the disease. And it's, and people do that, you know, and it's unfair both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, nowadays I'm sure, like, you know, especially my close friends, I'm just like, I can do everything you can do. I can eat what I want to eat. Like, just, you know, if I'm eating pizza, I just know I need to take a shit ton of insulin. Yeah. You know, like, it's
this
fine. This
bitch just crushed a Big Mac the other day.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, anybody who goes through that, I mean, is, if you're not making it public, at least make it important for you to get checked out early, so forth and so on, because I can't stress enough how important it is to be ahead of the game in a lot of those scenarios. You know, I've had the blessing and the curse of both sides of that coin in my family. And I can tell you that it sucks when you can't, and it's amazing, it's a miracle when you do. So
I'm really glad that Sherry had felt the, I don't know, need to share that, or the ability to share that, because I think it's I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, because I definitely,
some people want to share. I think they need the reassurance, and some people, like I said, like me, Sherry, I'd be like, I don't want people knowing, like Nick. I don't want people bugging me about it.
Mm.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. I mean, it's like, I'm good. Anyway.
Anywho,
to change the subject, my son, you may know him.
I don't think so.
He has his YouTube channel called Dad's. Geek Dad's Life. He talks about toys and stuff like this.
I thought it was Dad Life
Geek. What kind of toys? Adult toys?
No, he's not that cool.
Butt plugs?
Those kind of dad toys. Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway,
are they He-Man?
That's more of a daddy toy.
No, son, you can't play with my toy.
He-Man themed butt plug. It's got
Geek Daddy.
what if we just did like a mock kind of, you know, like we did our own Geek Daddy Life,
and hey, it was guys.
Just
the- You just see this new toy.
Oh, I like this one. It's so strong.
Geek Daddy Life.
You get a Geek Daddy Life.
Spider just caught a fly.
If we make the episode title Geek Daddy Life,
I wrote it down. That's already what I did.
would we get more subscribers? Would people be like, oh, this is, it's related, it's a crossover.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, Jack, you wanted to tell us something completely not related to that.
I'm cool with it.
No, we're all cool with it.
Anything. Matt's cool with it because it's not about him, right?
I am completely cool about that. Anytime that the focus is not on me, that is great. I'm worried that the commenter that said that the Ramblecast has been on fire or what have you is related to my own humiliation, and the fact that every title is something in the shitty that I said or relates to something about me.
We can make it about you if you want.
No. Geek Daddy Life. I love it. I'm ready to like sell a whole line.
There probably is a crossover somewhere in there with some sheep.
You know? Well, you know, we.
Well, they have toy sheep.
They do inflatables. That's right.
We've talked about the fact that they need to make superhero condoms before on this show.
Exactly.
And I still think
that I never got any love either. I thought it was brilliant.
The fact that the Incredible Hulk would glow in the dark. I mean, boom. You know, it's like.
You don't want to see me when I'm angry. Yes, I do.
It's just, it's like, it's wearing a pair of shorts that are already just ripped at the collar. You know, just.
I honey, swear get, to honey. God, this wasn't scripted. The whole Geek Daddy.
Fucking lower.
Get the Bruce Banner out.
Yeah. Well, and also,
killed me too.
Matt Creed asked earlier if the show image was related to our Why the Last Man conversation. And no, that was just completely spontaneous. So, no, John, the UPS guy, we're not making it. It's all about Matt. No, absolutely not.
No, it's Keith. Everyone knows it's Keith.
You know that there's one vote for that title.
Next versus I'm going to put out there is just like, who should replace Matt on the RCAD?
And Matt should replace Matt.
Good stuff, though. Geek Daddy Life. What is it that you want to tell us about your son and how he went to California?
If you reference Geek Daddy Life, you can't just say Geek Daddy Life. You got to say Geek Daddy.
Daddy.
That's the next level.
Anyway, I think I was talking about. So anyway, I go check the mail the other day.
We're not getting paid this month, are we, guys?
Chris is still like really hung up on his epiphany of at least be Chris.
Geek Daddy Life.
No, Chris Doran, not Sheep Daddy Life either. Okay.
No. Time out.
Change it.
No.
I think Chris Doran's on. It's up. Sheep Daddy Life. I think that's a great one.
No, it's got it. We
if it's been a bad boy.
Fuck you, Chris. Okay. I thought you were cool, but you're not as cool as the other Chris's.
I warned you, Matt. I warned you. I'm gonna step aside and just let it happen next week. I'm not gonna defend you. And I'm not going to
I'm not gonna end the show. You're just gonna have to leave.
It's a democracy here, right? Let's take a vote. Sheep Daddy's Life.
Sheep Daddy's Life? Why is it owning the life now?
Sheep daddy life.
I hope my kids never listen to this.
Nick, that was perfect.
One day they're gonna be like, I wonder what my dad's show is all about. And they're gonna be like, this one's actually maybe about his life on the show. It says Sheep Daddy.
Chris Doran for the win.
Is that why I have curly hair?
And Nick for the fucking extra credit.
None of my kids have curly hair.
I think we said it at the same time. But...
Wow.
Well,
oh god, this is gonna make anyway. My seem like shit, but anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. What was the story about?
Something? Anyway, so I go check the mail.
I really wish we could do this meetup because it would be fucking awesome. But no.
Yeah.
Someday.
Timing this year is not in our favor.
Anyway, so I go check the mail and there's a package there for Jay. I go, why the fuck is Jay getting a package here? It doesn't make sense. He doesn't even get junk mail here. I'm like going, so I sent him a photo. I go, hey, you got a package here. He goes, oh yeah. He goes, so he texts me back. He goes, yeah, somebody that's one of my viewers wanted to send me something and I didn't want him having my home address. I go, WTF. I go, what the fuck? I go, so this guy could be a killer and you sending him to our house? He goes, yeah,
Kids are gonna stay?
He goes, I realize like, after the fact I probably should get a PO box. I go, what the fuck? I go, that's how
are they listening right now? Are they a listener of the network or is just
no,
it YouTube?
It's his YouTube channel.
It's on the Sheep Daddy Life side.
That's your podcast.
And you said it wrong, Matt. Yeah, you said it wrong.
Yeah, I will always say it wrong. Always. And why can't it be Sheep Daddy Life?
No, it's no. Just try. Nick,
yes,
go ahead.
Nailed it.
Go ahead, Nick.
It's
shot it.
It's Sheep Daddy Life.
That would be a good. That would be a good T-shirt.
It would be. It would be a great T-shirt.
No, it would not.
We would make millions off that. We have Matt on a sled with blue jeans and have Sheep Daddy Life. That'd be the logo.
Good luck finding an artist that's going to draw that.
There's artists in the chat.
There's artists in the chat. yeah.
Anyway, so that's my son. He sent out a.
I picture a dildo.
It was a dildo.
It's a book or something, I guess.
Wonder Woman dildo. No.
I picture like the drawing of Jay behind Jack. You know, the muscular Matt with some jeans on and a sheet next to him. That's what I picture on the back side of the T-shirt,
wearing in blue jeans.
Yeah,
that should be our new logo.
He's got his one arm on a sheep, the other arm on a sled.
Yeah,
wearing tight skinny jeans.
And he's done.
Oh my God, that's funny. Anyway, that's my son's trying to get me killed, but there's no insurance money.
So no, it's actually Matt.
Yeah, it's Matt. Yeah, it's Matt. It's definitely Matt.
For fuck's sake.
He's gone, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
He'll be back. Wait, hold on a second. What's that painting?
I don't know that one.
It looks like I thought it was Caesar at first, but I guess not, right?
Oh, that could be.
It's so apropos.
Got stabbed in the back. It looks like Rome, right?
That's definitely Caesar.
Yeah.
Getting whacked. That's
what I thought. Well, we did do the whole, like, you know, well, me and you.
Caesar was wearing blue jeans.
That's true.
Stabbed. Right. I started watching.
I hope he's not mad.
Me too.
Nah, he's not mad.
I started watching something on. It was on.
Would we care?
I finished this process. Yeah, I care. I don't care either. But I
said I would care.
it's just Jack and I. We're the assholes.
Yeah, we don't care. But Nick, you've probably seen it. It's a 6-part series on Lincoln. CNN did it. It's Divided We Stand.
I think I did see it actually.
Yeah, most of it. They talk about how it's a bunch of different experts talking about Lincoln and stuff like that, and they all say the same thing. And Conan O'Brien is one of the experts on Lincoln. I guess he's a Lincoln historian. But they talk about how Lincoln wasn't really about freeing the slaves.
No,
it was about, you know,
the Republican stance before the election was preventing it from spreading west.
From expanding, yes.
From expanding. And the thing is, though, is that when you had a lot of states which were fewer than the northern states, it was a threat to their livelihood, because, you know, that's what they did, is they made it cotton and agriculture and then sent it to the north. But without the expansion of labor, and there's also a dual thing. You have a huge Irish migration into the north, which they cannot provide enough jobs for or pay.
Or enough beer.
And so that was another thing. It was the huge lobbyists saying, like, we can't allow slavery to go west because then all this immigration will not be able to compete with slave labor. So it's a really complicated issue. And so that was the whole point. It's like not allowing it to go west. And then Lincoln even said that, like, I mean, not to talk about history. Sorry.
I'm enjoying it. Go ahead, Nick.
But Chris. Yeah, but that was the whole point. It was like, even Lincoln said that during the war, it was like, if I can bring the South back, but keep slavery, I'll do it. You know,
well, he was very political. He was very.
That's all politicians. Yeah.
Well, he's a great politician. He was a great. He was very.
Fuck you, Matt. I just read your comment.
Anyway, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting, but I do like the fact that his mom. You know about his mom? The history about his mom.
I know a lot about moms, but yeah, not that one though.
Her maiden name was Nancy Dunn.
Ah.
And she grew up in Tennessee.
Okay. Well, you know, he's born in Kentucky. I mean, I knew he was a Southerner. So
tell me you're not familiar with that mom, huh?
Yeah, not familiar with that one.
So I'm saying, any relation to you?
I doubt it, because Dunn is a very popular name.
No, it's not. No, you're the only Dunn I know.
Are you serious?
So are you related to Lincoln, is what I'm trying to say.
No, the Duns are right around Dublin or mid Ireland.
Charles, we almost lost Myrtle Beach
up until like 1890.
I was just making it up. Her name was Nancy Hanks. I thought I'd get you upset because you know Lincoln.
Oh no.
I still like the fact that when he was going to his
inauguration. So you're deceiving me. You're lying to me, like Lincoln. Okay.
I am lying. That he was going to his inauguration. That in Baltimore he had to get to Washington. It was the only train you had to switch over. That there were people there that wanted to kill him. I'm like, and yet there was no security.
Yeah.
It's just the way it was back then.
That's the way it was. Basically, there was no security up until, I think, around Truman. Like, yeah. There wasn't. Yeah.
You know, we don't forget which president had
the first one.
We don't have
Eisenhower or It's either Eisenhower or Truman, the first time they had actually true like Secret Service.
But anyway, if you haven't seen
Eisenhower it, did meet with the aliens, so there was that.
It is on HBO. Did he meet with aliens? Is that what's coming out?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And Indiana Jones introduced him to him, yeah.
I didn't know that part. So.
The first bald president, right?
I doubt that. Yeah. They all wore wigs. They covered it up.
I know.
Hmm.
No, well, Chris is so president was the right first now. President.
Hmm? Yeah. His teeth were made of wool.
That because is not true.
When you're munching on wool, it just gets stuck in your wooden teeth.
Apparently, you would know, huh?
You're the expert.
I do podcast with someone that has that issue.
I mean, the sheep daddy life loves to munch on some wool.
You know, I had to go.
I finally got over that joke. Don't bring it up again.
I finally got over it too. So took it out back. Sorry, I meant to say I took it out back.
Yay!
There you go.
All right. So we have one more email. To
really?
That Civil comes War in. If you
Star Wars.
If well, it comes from that guy. Yes. We get this email.
He's gonna be
from
gone
Randy.
He's gonna be gone for 2 weeks.
You already read the fucking.
No. He was in our Survivor chat last night. And he says.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he was hard up on a Wednesday.
You better fucking pre-write those emails.
I know it's the best part of the show. You know, just throw them out there.
You were gonna say sheep, weren't you?
No, I was not. What I wanted to say is if you'd like to send us an email to the show, send it to rcadcast@gmail.com. Don't fuck it up. People will get confused. They'll be like, oh, I meant to send that to Matt@sheepmuncher.com.
I'm glad that you knew it.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at Randy's.
We should change it to sheep mail. I like that.
No. On with the show, Jack.
This is it.
Celebration. Hey guys, I have great news. Cue the music. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, I fucked it up there for you, Randy. But you're not going to fuck this part up. I'm about to go away on vacation for 3+ weeks. 3+ weeks?
Damn.
I'll be totally incommunicado. And cut off from the outside world.
You'll be like Adam. You'll need to catch up on the podcast.
Where are they going? The Amazon?
This means I won't be able to watch RCAD live. Yay!
Wait.
He put that in the actual thing, right?
Wow.
Randy, I know. Hurts. And yet he shows up. And this also means you will miss my weekly emails. Yay! Everyone wins.
Wait, did he say yay or is that you?
No, there's actually 3 yays in this entire fucking email. So,
okay, all right,
all right.
Catch you getting edgy.
But what? I don't know. Call somebody a sheep fucker long enough. I guess they'll get a little edgy. You know.
I don't think we've ever actually called you a sheep fucker.
No, we've just implied it.
We've implied. It's been implied.
Okay, I'll back you up on that. It has been implied.
Yeah.
Beep. But just in case my absence is just too much to bear. I added that part. I'm submitting a number of quips and sage advice in advance.
Okay.
See you next month. If there is a next month. What are you doing, Randito? Signed Randito.
Randito?
She's called Randito. They put Randito there. So.
Oh, he did?
I don't know. Should I save some of these for the next podcast?
Yeah, save them. We got to spread them out.
I'm just going to do this one for this
week.
Like
a sheep.
Dogs can't operate MRI. Dogs can't operate MRI machines, but cats can.
Ah, yeah, I got that.
All right,
not bad.
I like that. That's not bad.
And I'll read off the next one on the next episode.
Have you guys seen that?
No. What I did see was Chris wanted this show to end in a tight hour because he's got a tight window in the morning.
I get it. But have you seen that TikTok? Have you seen that TikTok channel where the two guys do dad jokes back and forth?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Is that one that you sent us?
I think I sent you. No, did I send you that joke? No, I don't know if I did that or not. It's just bad joke, and they try to break each other up.
It's like a competition.
Right. Yeah.
I have seen that. Yeah.
And he was unimpressed.
I watched it for like an hour the other day.
Hey, whatever cheers you up.
I got grandkids driving me crazy. So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
They were bad today. They were so whiny.
Were they just bad or bad?
They were bad.
The show is getting bad.
You know, anyone who's had kids and they're, you know, when your kids are whiny and it's like,
sure.
I'm like going, please God, help me.
Yeah. I'm kind of past that part and I'm into more of the,
I was long past it. I don't know. All of a sudden now it's like a circle of
life. So you know what I'm at today? I spent the day with my daughter, and much like many people on the show, she wouldn't just shut the fuck up for 2 seconds in the car.
That's kind of the point of the show.
Nick's right. It's a Ramblecast. And plus, I don't tell women they can't speak. So,
damn, that was the sickest burn I've seen all night. Enough to cook up this steak right here. if you'd like to help out this show, and we do appreciate that.
And why wouldn't you?
Go over to jandjack.com, click on the patron link, help us out in whatever way you possibly can. So, or rate and review us on iTunes. Send us an email about how much a jack asshole can be to Matt on the show. We do appreciate it, and we'll read that.
What about like Nick? Give Nick some credit. And Chris?
No. Sorry. You interrupted my closing thing way too many times. So
I'm saving it. Go ahead.
I
won't say another word. This is me being quiet.
There was an initial theme. I wrote these ahead of time. I know they're not great, but these are the patron names for tonight.
Cat Tack.
Damn.
See if you can find out the theme.
Trake Eckhart. Richter.
Body parts.
D-Ed.
Dirty Deed.
Oh.
E-Gam Maggie. Nah, OJ Joanne.
They're forwards and backwards.
Did you do Ed?
Yeah, D-Ed. Forwards. Yeah, you guys didn't like that. Okay, fine. Come back next week.
Interesting thing is that everyone who's on our show or on our patron list has a name that can be actually pronounced backwards. That's actually kind of interesting. Like, how many names can you actually write backwards and not be able to speak it?
Yeah. This is Egan Maggie. I wrote them out in a way so that when Chris
I guess
read
it didn't
them,
work. Yeah, you did. Okay, interesting.
You know,
John, the UPS guy is actually eating a T-bone right now.
Oh, well, so this was, I started working on Tack Bone Steak, but I didn't get to the rest of the thematic
stuff.
So, because we're trying to keep it a short hour, and we did it. We did it, guys. It's only an hour and 20 minutes long.
We did it.
This was a great show. It was one in a million. Thanks for joining us live, everybody. We do appreciate it. Randy.
Yes.
Have a safe trip, Randy.
Have a safe trip.
Yeah. Have fun, man.
He's going to Mount Everest, climbing Mount Everest.
Sick.
Really?
Nobody knows where he's going. I know where he's going.
I know where he's going.
Yeah.
Let's just take Everest and run with it.
Have a great trip. I hope it's one in a million.
He's doing it in jeans. He's going to be the first person to climb Mount Everest in jeans.
I already tried to hit end, and it just didn't work. So I'll say it once again. Have a great trip. Make it one in a million.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.